On a recent Instagram Live video, I was asked, what three books am I recommending that people should read in 2019? I'll tell you what those three books are, but I'm going to dive deep into a particular passage in one of these books, and it's going to change your outlook on your day. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. Matt, where's the music? Let's go. First, the three books that I am suggesting that should be on your agenda for 2019. Number one, The Four Assumptions. This is the Four Assumptions. The Four Agreements. I love that I messed that up. One of the agreements is no assumptions. So that's how I got that confused. But this is a book by Don Miguel Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. The Four Agreements. It's a great look at self-limiting beliefs and how they rob us of our joy and how it creates needless suffering. And it's really four basic principles that we all should be applying into our life every single day. It's a very easy read. It's a small book. It's only about 130 pages. So you can really tackle this with 5 pages a day or 10 pages a day and actually get through this book. The Four Agreements is great because they talk about being impeccable with your word, not taking things personal, not having assumptions, being the best you can be. But it's done in such great storytelling that you have to check it out. My second book that I would recommend is going to be Rise and Grind by none other than Damon John, because the stories and his perspective is always so fresh and so real. Like, Damon is one of those authors that's not an author first. You know, he was a doer first. Like, he actually did the work, and he's recounting not only his bits and pieces of that advice, but always bringing in other pieces of advice from other people. So very powerful read there. And then the one I'm going to dig a little bit deeper in today is called The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. Now, this was with Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu with the author Douglas Abrams. I read pages 140 to 144. I read this passage every day. It's basically talking about a term, a Buddhist concept, if you will, that's called mudita. And mudita is often translated as sympathetic joy. It's described as an antidote to envy. It's super important in Buddhism. It's actually considered one of the four immeasurables of Buddhism. But basically, mudita works like this. Let's say someone has something that we want. Like, mudita is great to cultivate if you deal with comparison challenges. And a lot of A-types that I talk to, and including myself, we deal with comparison challenges because we're trying to pursue and we're trying to reach a certain particular pinnacle or certain goals that we're constantly evolving and upgrading ourselves to reach new heights. Once we accomplish one thing and we're successful, we want to go to the next one. And often what can happen is if you start looking at who else is doing something similar in your space that's further along than where you are. And that's great if it serves as inspiration, but it becomes bad if it serves as envy, or if you start to feel some kind of envy towards it. Why should this person be able to have that opportunity? Why not me? I've worked just as hard. How come people aren't recognized? Oh, it must be because of their upbringing, or they had the resources. Like, once you start going down that path, and trust me, this is something that has always challenged me, that I've had to really work hard to cultivate mudita. And it's still a weekly struggle. So in the book, it reads, if someone has something that we want, say a bigger house, we can consciously take joy in their good fortune by telling ourselves, good for her. Just like me, she too wants to be happy. She too wants to be successful. She too wants to support her family. May she be happy. I congratulate her and want her to have more success. Mudita basically recognizes that life is not a zero-sum game, that there's not just one slice of cake, and if someone else takes a piece, that means we get less. Mudita sees joy as limitless. Limitless. So there's this short prayer that is a well-known verse that is pretty memorable in Tibetan texts, and this is what I read to myself every day. It goes, as for suffering, I do not wish even the slightest. As for happiness, I am never satisfied. In this, there is no difference between others and me. Bless me so I may take joy in others' happiness. I'm going to break this down really quickly. As for suffering, I do not wish even the slightest, meaning I don't want anyone to suffer. I want to be a good human being. I should want all human beings to excel, to want to excel, and to be happy when I see them excelling. Second part, as for happiness, I'm never satisfied. Yeah. Because once you get one goal accomplished, you start saying, I like this feeling. What's the next goal? All right. Then third, in this, there's no difference between others and me. Others should not want to see anyone else suffer, and everyone should continue to push for their own happiness. And then lastly, bless me so I may take joy in others' happiness. Help center me and really help me be sincere about taking joy in others' happiness. So I want you all to try to cultivate mudita. I want you all to check out one of the three of these books and get to reading. So now that I woke you up, you know what time it is for you to do. It's time for you to go level up. Talk to you tomorrow.